Name one item in your closet you'd rather trade a kidney for than give up.
I would say my custom-made bomber jacket.
Hands down, who's your all-time favorite designer?
Ellie Saab.
Which trend needs to die and never come back?
Let's say those low-crotch pants. I don't know what those are, but those are hideous right now. Harlem pants or something? Harem pants?
If you could lose yourself shopping in any city, which one would you choose?
New York City.
What's your favorite brick-and-mortar store?
I'd say like Zara.
Hey, Julie.
Hey, Tedra.
So today we're talking to Jasmine Destin. She's a social media influencer, a blogger, and a hippie at heart, which I totally love. Jasmine had her bags packed for LA upon high school graduation and basically moved to California and never looked back. She started booking jobs almost immediately as a model and then transitioned into some acting. She had plenty of early success. After being told that having a large social media presence was an important part in her auditions, Jasmine decided to pivot and turn herself into a lifestyle brand.
Yeah, so Jasmine, I thought, was such a breath of fresh air to talk to, and we loved hearing her stories of how she created quite a niche for herself in the influencer industry, which I know is not easy to do. In her downtime, she volunteers with the homeless and has even started her own animal rescue charity. She is actually housing 4 little rescues of her own right now, so if you hear a bark or two, you'll know why.
You're listening to the We Get to Know podcast, and for years, we've all been following some of the most inspiring bloggers and social media influencers. Simply put, we get inspired. The next best thing to following our favorite influencers is hearing their stories straight from them. So listen in as we get to know Jasmine.
All right. Hi, Jasmine. Welcome to the show today. We're excited to talk to you.
Hi.
So where are we talking to you today from?
Southern California.
Oh, nice. Is it nice and sunny?
Nice and sunny and really, really hot. Too hot.
What are the latest temperatures?
Last week, it reached 116 when I was out shooting in the sun. That was amazing. This week is supposed to be all in the 90s, so it's brutal right now.
Is there any relief in sight?
I don't see any. I just checked the weather. It's brutal.
We're in Austin, and I mean, we are used to the hot temperatures in the summertime, but last week it was like 109 or 110, and it was, I mean, I just think once you get above 100, it's just brutal. It really is. It's almost like you have to walk outside and put your hand over your head to shield.
Yeah, it's awful. And of course, I just got a new car and it's black, and I've always had a white one, and it makes even, so much hotter.
I know. You know, that's so funny. We just got back from Mexico. We were there for about a month, and I noticed everybody has white cars.
That's why.
Yes. And it was so funny. It like dawned on me like the last day. I'm like, you know what? Everyone that I see has a white car.
Yeah. It makes a difference. Yeah. I'm so bummed.
Well, hopefully you'll get some relief and enjoy what LA is most loved for. It's some of its good weather. All right. So tell us where you're from originally.
I am from a little tiny town in New Hampshire. Grew up only one school from middle school through high school. Very, very tiny. Dirt roads, llama farms. Yeah.
So in terms of differences between now and LA, weather and the small
everything,
town vibe.
Yeah. Everything. Yeah, pretty much. It's night and day different. Yeah, for sure.
So I think I was reading you kind of were modeling at a very young age. Is that how you obviously got started in your move to LA or?
Yeah, I had always wanted to kind of pursue it and do it full time. So I did it here and there in New York and Boston. And then as soon as I turned 18, I had my bags packed, rented a, I came with my boyfriend at the time, and we rented a car, stayed in a shitty like Holiday Inn or something. We had no clue what the areas were, so we didn't even have an apartment or anything. Yeah, so as soon as I turned 18, I was gone. And then
that is like the American dream story. 18, you take off in your car with your suitcase packed.
And that was it.
Oh my gosh. So what did your parents think?
I don't think they really thought I would do it. Little did they know that my bags were packed underneath my bed for months. But I never looked back, and they thought I was coming back for sure. But no, never went back.
Wow. And so how many years ago was that?
16.
Wow, that's amazing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So what did you do when you first got to LA?
Gosh, I was very, very, very blessed. I was walking on Melrose and got my manager that way within the first week. And then I had my first billboard within the first month for Fredericks of Hollywood. I was very lucky, knock on wood.
Did you call your mom and say, see?
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, yeah, it was good. I was lucky, that's for sure.
Wow. Okay. So since you've done modeling, that kind of parlayed into acting. Did you do acting right away or did that kind of take a while to take off?
I didn't. I had no interest in it whatsoever. I booked the TV show Deal or No Deal on NBC, and that was my first time ever being on a TV set. And I kind of fell in love with it. It was something so much different. So from there, I went on to, you know, just going out for co-stars and guest stars and, you know, trying out for movies and things.
Deal or No Deal, isn't that the show Meghan Markle was on?
Yes, yes. Yep.
That's awesome.
Yeah, she did well for herself.
Yes. Oh, that is really funny. Okay, so then during your acting, did you continue modeling?
Oh, yeah, I still model. As long as I can do it, I'll keep doing it. I have a huge passion for it. I love it. Yeah, it's just something that comes natural for me and I just enjoy it. So,
well, I will say I was going through your Instagram feed before I knew that you had been modeling for so long. And I'm like, gosh, her photos are amazing.
Oh, thank you. Now I can't have any
modeling
shots. It's gone all different now. It used to just be modeling shots on Instagram. And now my agent's like, no. Now it's going to be all lifestyle. So it's totally different rebranding.
Let's just dive right into this because I read on your Instagram, which I thought this is so interesting, that when you walk into an audition, for a film, for TV, whatever, they are mostly concerned with, or the first question they kind of go to is, show us your social media.
Yeah. Yep. It's crazy.
I mean, I'm like stumped because I think like, what happened to talent?
It's obsolete now. It's absolutely crazy. Yeah, I kind of was just getting discouraged because at that point I didn't have the Instagram that I do now. So I'd walk in and that would be the first question. Okay, how many followers do you have for movies or TV? And then I would go in for modeling jobs and they wouldn't want to look at my portfolio anymore. They just want Instagram. And for me, I've worked so hard for the campaigns that I had and, you know, the magazine covers that I have. I have 12 or 13 under my belt and now it's so obsolete. They don't care. They don't want to see it. They just see Instagram. So it was kind of frustrating.
I mean, I'm hearing you and I think that would just make me so mad.
It did. So granted, I kind of went the Instagram route now. And now I'm just like kind of just doing the travel influence and the fashion influence side of it, which is kind of nice. So I'm outside of the rat race of auditioning in LA because the jobs just come to me and I get to create my own content for all these companies. So it's kind of nice.
Right. So when you first walked in and they were asking you, you know, show us your social media handle, how many followers do you have? And at that point, you were not diving into Instagram. So did you make it a point at that stage to say, okay, this is obviously, if I want to be in this field, I need to get with the social media?
Yep. So I had to rebrand everything. I took down, I couldn't tell you how many photos, lots of my modeling photos. Yeah. And just rebranded to more of a lifestyle.
How did you know how to do that?
The guy I was dating or am dating, he helped me. He helped me rebrand it. You know, I didn't know any kind of editing programs at that time. I didn't even know what presets were and, you know, why everybody's feed was looking cohesive. So he got me to where my feed looks all the same. And, you know, I've got so many great brands now that I've been able to work with. So it was a blessing.
Yeah. And so when you talk about rebranding, that obviously comes with how visually it looks, but what else does it involve?
I think for me, you know, I've always been, I do a lot of lingerie and swimwear modeling. So for me, that's all I was getting as far as Instagram jobs. And that's not what I want. So I rebranded to more of a lifestyle, which is more of just every day. So, you know, I've gotten Dolce & Gabbana, I got Herbal Essence, you know, I've gotten all these huge, huge campaigns now that are coming to me because it's more of a lifestyle instead of just a swimwear hot chick kind of feed, so you'd say.
So it almost kind of came full circle. What started out as, you know, you were frustrated because it was all social media, then you rebranded and you're presenting yourself to bigger brands that you would have probably loved to have worked with.
As a model, yeah, absolutely, for sure. So yeah, it's been nice. I was frustrated in the beginning, but now that I've rebranded and my feed looks good and I, you know, it's daily that I have great companies coming to me to work with me. So it's great.
So when would you say the big companies that you just mentioned started coming to you after you rebranded?
I'd say it took me about 6 months to get my feed where it is now, where brands were coming to me. I mean, 6 months, that's not a whole lot of time. So it was, you know, it came fast, which is good. But I was able to travel and, you know, get those travel photos and just try to get the feed and be creative, you know?
Yeah. Okay. Speaking of traveling, I saw you just got back from Morocco.
Oh, gosh. Yes. It was amazing.
Tell me about it. I'm so, Morocco is on like my number one dream bucket. And I feel like every time I like come close to planning it, something happens.
Morocco was amazing. Marrakesh was just absolutely to die for. The beauty that it has was unreal. I got to camp in the Sahara Desert with the camels. And that was just, it was magical. I got out of the Jeep and I had a grin on my face for hours because it was just like, it was just something you've never seen before.
Yeah, so surreal, I'm sure.
It really was, yeah. Then I went to Santorini and that was beautiful.
Oh, I love your caption about Santorini, the church shot that everyone gets.
Oh, like, gosh, yeah.
I only knew I had to get up at 4 o'clock. And
it was still pitch black out when I was walking to the church from the hotel because, I mean, it's so busy. You don't realize everybody has that photo on their Instagram, all these travel girls. So I was like, oh, it'll be great. Oh, and no, it was not easy at all.
So how did you know? Did you get there like one afternoon and you're like, oh my gosh, there's thousands of people here?
Oh yeah. I got there, I think at like 11 o'clock. I was already drenched with sweat because it was so hot there and you're walking. So I was like, there's just no way. There's thousands of people with, you know, cameras trying to get a shot. So I said, okay, if I need this shot, we're getting up first thing in the morning and getting there. So that's what we all had to do.
I love that. I love that, that it also you caption that so people know that it's not just, I don't know. I just am a firm believer that what you see on Instagram is not necessarily true life.
And exactly. It's nice. Exactly. It's not. It's so much
nice
work.
It's nice to know the other side of it. So, you know, people don't look at you and think, oh, she has this amazing life, which I have no doubt you do. But
it's not always so glamorous. And I always try to tell people that they think you're just living the life and just traveling and, you know, all those places were amazing, but it was a lot of work. It was, you know, 80% work, 20% relaxing, you know, and lugging your clothes, lugging all the camera equipment. It's hot, trying to hike up to different locations. It's nonstop.
So does that ever take the joy out of traveling for you?
Yep. Sure does. Oh, yes. Yeah, it really does because, you know, it's so hot. I get really frustrated when I'm hot and I get cranky and it's, you know, and you're not getting the right shot. And it's just, you know, you want to be sitting at the pool drinking a cocktail, but you have to get the work done first.
Or like going to bed on vacation at 9 p.m. so you can get up at 4.
Right, so you can get up. Yeah, but, you know, it's not really a vacation because you're doing collaborations with these different resorts and hotels and places. So it's like you have to get the shots in order to be there anyways. So, but it's worth it and I'm not complaining. I mean, it's definitely a life I didn't expect I would be living. So I'm grateful.
So when you traveled to Morocco and Greece, was that through brand partnerships?
Yeah, different collaborations with different hotels. So I got to go to Cyprus, which was really cool. I'd never been there, very small beach town that I got to go to and collaborate with hotel there. And then Santorini and then Morocco. Yeah. So I got to go to 3 different riads in Morocco.
Oh, all my just, gosh, how amazing.
Oh, so beautiful there, but also sad.
Yeah.
Very sad.
And you just got back.
I did. Yep. Just got back. Getting back in the swing of life.
So if you could pick acting or kind of this new lifestyle blogging, modeling space, which one kind of has you pulling in which direction?
The travel, for sure. Yeah. I think living in LA for so long and just the rat race of LA and auditioning and traffic all the time. This is just a lot nicer. And I get to create the content that I want to create with these brands and places. So it's just me being able to be creative and not being told what to create, you know? So it's nice.
Where do you draw your inspiration from with creating content? I know when you travel, obviously that is already provided for you kind of, but when you're not on a traveling schedule or whatever, what's like your strategy for coming up with some new and interesting content?
Well, I love going on Pinterest or going on other people's Instagram to kind of get ideas. I do a lot of like, every time I'm driving somewhere, I'm constantly looking around on, okay, where can I shoot there? Or just looking up for new places around here. But yeah, I mean, the internet too, you know, I'm constantly searching or magazines, just trying to come up with cute ideas that not everybody's done yet, which is hard. It's really hard.
I know. And it seems like this social media lifestyle is fairly new, but it's not in the sense that you live in a city the size of LA and it's hard to find unique Instagram.
Yeah, because everybody's shot. Yeah, because there's so many of us shooting here, you know, so it's, to find a new place is very hard.
Right. So what do you think is like kind of the bigger obstacles in your field?
Probably the competition, I guess, because, I mean, there's so many influencers out there. So you're constantly trying to keep up with the shots and keep up with products and things like that. Yeah, I guess just bigger and better content.
Yeah. How much work do you put into your blog versus your Instagram?
Not enough. To be honest, not enough. It's so hard because I feel like I'm literally shooting probably 5 days a week because I constantly need new content or I've got to shoot.
5 days a week shooting for Instagram, not shooting, acting, shooting.
No, yeah, shooting for Instagram.
Oh, that's a lot.
It is. It's a full-time job. So for me, I've got to shoot and then I've got to edit and, you know, post. So it's, I tend to just do like the bigger trips on my blog or, you know, usually just once a week. It's just easier that way for me. Yeah.
Right. And do you enjoy it? You enjoy the writing aspect of it?
I do. Yeah. I get stuck sometimes, you know, you kind of get that brain freeze of being creative because you've already trying to be so creative in other aspects. But no, I like it. It's something, I think it goes along with, you know, being an influencer. So
I also saw on your Instagram that you were in Tulum and you went to Casa Malca.
Oh, so pretty.
I know. We stayed there last fall and I had never heard of it. And I just thought, gosh, this place is so photographable.
Isn't it? It's stunning.
It's so crazy. I mean, I just think those chairs hanging from the ceiling and the purple rooms and all the,
yes.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Yep. Mm-hmm. It's stunning. Yeah, it really is.
Do you have a big trip coming up?
I don't. Now we got to plan a new one. I don't know where. I kind of want to do Positano, but I feel like it might be kind of played out by now. So we'll see.
You should do it though in the fall when no one's there.
And when it cools down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you could get like a totally different vibe from it going in that
season. Exactly. Agreed. Yep. Yeah. So, yep. Got to figure out a new one.
Oh, nice. Okay. So yeah. I also read you're a big advocate of homeless people,
yes,
and animals. Tell us about that and the charity you started.
So I started a charity called Cause for Paws, say about 7 years ago. Started with just doing the rescuing of animals in shelters. And then somehow the homeless side kind of came in with it because I was taking care of a homeless guy who had three dogs. So I said, okay, let's intertwine the two of them. I've been filming a documentary about it for 2 years now.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So about 3 years ago, I met a homeless young kid who was only 22 with a dog who had cancer. So I took care of them. And then from there, just kind of kept finding new people to get under my wing and take care of. And I've gotten a vet off the streets now. We got him into a tiny home and then got him a trailer. And now he's in a house, but I threw him his first birthday party and got him new teeth and, you know, did a makeover and things like that. So yeah, I'm out in Van Nuys usually about 2 to 3 times a week in these different areas. There's about 300 people that live in the woods. And
oh my gosh, how did you get into that?
You know, I always kind of, living in New Hampshire, you didn't see many homeless people. So when I did see homeless people, it would stick with me for a long time. So I always just had this passion for giving back. Again, so when I came to LA, I was always going downtown for auditions and I was always see homeless people. So I felt like the need to.
Right. Pay it forward. That's awesome.
Yeah, exactly. Yep.
Well, listening to your story and how you just took off when you were 18, packed your suitcases that were under your bed, landed a job within a week, just walking down Melrose Avenue. I mean, you are paying it forward. I mean, I think a lot of people that could have gone to their head, but that's nice that you're doing good work alongside of all your other fun stuff. All right. So I want to talk a little bit about fashion. What are you wearing off duty?
Yoga clothes.
Do you yoga?
No, but I mean, I do F45, which I just started, which I absolutely
love.
Okay,
I was going to ask you about your fitness routine because you look amazing. I just recently heard about it and I don't know much about it, but I heard that it is the most transformational workout.
It's unreal. I love it. I'm obsessed with it. I used to just do spin and boot camp. They just came to LA, so I just started. I've only been on probably with them for 2 months, and I love it. So,
oh, because I was going to say, when I heard about it, they were only doing at home workouts where they would mail you like the disc. I've never heard of them having like a storefront. So that's awesome.
Oh, yeah. They're opening up everywhere. So I'm sure you'll see them in Austin for sure because they're opening up everywhere.
Okay. So that's your go-to workout. You don't do yoga, but you're in yoga clothes. I like it.
Yeah, my workout clothes, you know. Yeah. Or just, you know, my boyfriend jeans and a white tee.
Perfect. What would your UPS guy say is your favorite online shop?
Oh, man. I'm all over this poor UPS guy. He probably hates me because he's always hearing the dogs go crazy. I don't know if I have a favorite because it's always somewhere different, literally.
Do you like to shop?
I do, yeah. But I do so many collaborations with so many different brands, so they're always sending me stuff.
So now that your brands are sending you so much stuff, just to kind of the thrill of buying, is it?
It does. And I got no more room in my closets.
We just interviewed a girl last week and I loved her tagline. It's want, get, repeat. And that is so like want, you want something, you get it, you go buy it. And then you just keep repeating it.
I know, pretty much. Absolutely. Yep. I like it.
What would you say is your must have item this season? Or I guess maybe moving into fall. Do you have one that you're kind of eyeing to purchase?
For fall, I love like a nice skinny pair of leather pants. Like a nice thin leather pants for sure.
Can never go wrong with that.
No, not at all. Mm-mm. And I'm always into booties. I love booties for all my outfits in the fall.
Yeah. Do you like to shop when you're traveling?
No, because I never have time.
Yeah. What's been kind of your, excluding Morocco, since we just talked about it, do you have like a favorite place that you cannot believe that you got to go to through this travel, fashion, content creating world that you live in?
When I went to Bali, oh God, I fell in love with Bali. If I didn't have my four dogs, I would not have come home.
Really? Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I would not have. I'm a total hippie, like just a hippie at heart and free spirit. So yeah, just really, I loved it.
I know. That's also on my bucket list.
Oh, yeah. So if you have not been, you have to go.
No, we planned a trip there a few years ago, but they had some threats and we ended up not going, which I'm sure we would have been fine. But yeah, it is on my bucket list.
Yep. Get there.
I know.
For sure.
I saw on your Instagram also you do Coachella. Is that through brands as well? Speaking of being a hippie though.
This year was for brands. Yeah, this was my first year kind of doing the influencer side of it. So it was fun. But I do love Coachella, just being in your bare feet and frolicking and listening to music. It's a blast. I love it.
Yeah. You're going to need to come to Austin. Have you heard of ACL?
Oh, yes. I absolutely have fallen in love with Austin. I started doing design work as well. So a good friend of mine bought a place there. So I went and designed it for the last few months and it was, oh, I love it.
Do interior design?
I do. When I bought my house, I totally gutted it and just fell in love with it. So I was actually up for a couple design TV shows.
You are multifaceted.
I know, right?
Good thing.
All kinds of things going on.
I know. Good thing you expanded just your modeling. And I mean, look at it is like a true lifestyle brand.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah. So if I move anywhere outside of LA, it'll be Austin for sure.
Yeah, well, as long as you can keep the heat without freaking out, because it, like we talked about earlier, it is very hot here. But I mean, if you can get through those few months, then it is such an amazing city.
It really is. I think it's better than LA, personally.
Yeah, well, we do have a lot of people moving here daily, which kind of scares all of us.
I know, which is crazy. It's like the new hotspot, for sure.
I know. Yeah, but anyway, great restaurants, great music.
Oh, the food there. The food.
All right. Well, come visit us soon.
Absolutely. Would love to.
All right, Tedra, do you have any questions for Jasmine?
I do. I've been listening and sort of curious about a few things. So I was curious, like, you're working with so many brands. I mean, do you have to turn down certain brands that don't fit with your mold or?
Yeah. I mean, in the beginning, I was like, oh, this is fun. Let's just take them all. But no, I can't do that anymore. You have to. If it doesn't go with your brand or what you believe, I don't want to just be promoting products if I don't believe in them. You
right.
know?
Okay. So I was curious. You mentioned when you were in Marrakesh and then Greece, did you combine those two trips? Like, did you go from each place? Was it one big trip?
Yeah, it was one big trip. So I went from London to Morocco to Santorini to Cyprus.
And then you mentioned, like, you said we. So I was curious, like, who do you travel with?
Well, sometimes it'll be my boyfriend, but that trip happened to be doing different collaborations. So there was other influencers.
Oh, okay. So you travel with like a small group of influencers and you're all sort of working for the same brand at one time, or you're each doing something different?
Yeah, sometimes we'll each be doing something different. Like, they'll be at other hotels and then we kind of shoot together. But like when I did my Tulum trip, it was me and my boyfriend. So he got stuck being with the photographer the whole time. Poor guy. That's usually the case of what it is. He gets no vacation. He has to work the whole time.
So I look at a lot of Instagram people's feeds, and sometimes I'm just blown away by a few people, and yours was one of them. I just cannot get over like the beauty, the bright, it's like so bright and pop of color, and everything is just styled and perfectly. I mean, where are you finding, like, how do you scout your locations, and who's, are you, I guess you're your own stylist,
yeah,
I assume?
Yes. Yep. My own stylist.
I mean, you have such great style. I mean, even your hair, your makeup, everything you're putting together.
Yeah. It's hard to stay the same. You know, I wish I wouldn't have started with the bright colors, because now it's really hard for me to find locations that sticks with it, you know?
Yeah. Cause I was going to say, like, I mean, just looking at like, I mean, the wall with the lemons and, you know, a cute food cart or something.
Right. It's constantly looking for something, and it's hard because I wish I would have stayed more with like the muted vintage look that I started with. That was a lot easier to find stuff, but.
Well, it's working for you.
Thank you.
I love it so much. Tell us, what's one or two great tips you could share with our listeners? It can just be about life, or it can be about your influencer life.
I'd say for the influencer stuff is to stay cohesive and know your niche. Because if you don't know your niche and you're all over the place, brands don't want to work with you.
If I call you at 9 a.m. on any given day, what are you most likely doing?
Working out.
What is something people would be surprised to know about you?
That I'm a tomboy.
That is surprising. You don't come off as a tomboy. Although, you know, I look at your Instagram, I can see like, I mean, it's not, I mean, I guess it is girly in some ways, but it's not like.
It's not overly. Yeah, it's not glamorous.
Yeah, it's not like overly like glam.
Yeah, no,
yeah,
not
it's,
at
it's
all.
Like down to earth.
Yeah,
fun.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
I get that. How do you like to decompress?
Watch the Food Network.
What's your favorite show?
All of them, but mostly Bobby Flay. That's the only thing that's ever on in this house.
Obsessed with that show. I just found it recently too, because I was like, oh, Bobby has this new show.
Oh, yeah, it's good.
And next thing I noticed, it had like 12 seasons. I don't even know how many seasons, but I was like, I don't know where I've been, because I watch a lot of Food Network, but gosh, I record it all the time. It's like, I love going to sleep watching
it.
It's
so good. That's always on in this house. Yep.
Who are three people you love to follow on Instagram?
Tezza is my absolute favorite. Travel in Her Shoes and Bridget.
Describe your perfect day.
My perfect day would be working out, being outside, maybe at the beach, rosé, music, frolicking.
I guess let me ask you a question in regard to that. Do you find like when you're even trying to relax now and you're just going to the pool, I mean, can you like totally unplug like what you're doing for your career?
No.
I mean, are you always sort of looking?
Always looking.
It goes with
something.
You, huh?
Yeah, for sure. Anywhere I go, I'm like, ooh, could I shoot there? Or, ooh, maybe that would be good. I mean, my mind is always thinking of, okay, you know, anywhere I go, even restaurants, it's sad.
Yeah. Well, it's like a full-time job. Never goes away.
Yep.
What's your beverage of choice, AM and PM?
Coffee, rosé.
What city has you shedding a tear when you have to leave?
Bali.
What's your Netflix addiction?
I just found yesterday Evil Genius, and it was so good.
What's a favorite beauty product that we can find in your bag at all times?
My 14 karat gold face drops.
Who would you love to have coffee with?
Morgan Freeman.
Do you live by a motto?
You only live once.
Who's your celebrity crush?
Rob Lowe.
How did you come up with the name of your blog? What is the name of your blog, by the way?
Style de Vita D, which means lifestyle of. I just kind of wanted it to be my lifestyle, and I wanted it to be in a different language. So that's what I came up with.
What song do you currently have on repeat?
Ooh, Paris by Chainsmokers.
What meal would be your last meal?
Anything truffle.
Who is your girl crush?
I'd say Olivia Culpo.
What's the best gift you've ever received?
Probably a trip.
And what's the best gift you've given?
I'm going to say a trip.
That's a good gift. What's the last thing you Googled?
Netflix recommendations.
What's the greatest life advice you've ever received?
To work for what you want. Nothing comes free.
Okay, so tell everyone, I guess we just mentioned your blog, but go ahead and tell everyone again your blog and where we can find you, and then also online, social media.
Okay, Style DeVita D, which is STILEDI DeVita D. And then it's just Jasmine Dustin, JSMINE, Dustin DUSTIN.
Okay. Well, it's been a joy talking to you today. I actually feel like your personality matches what I expected from your Instagram. So you're upbeat and positive, and that's always fun. It feels like it's all very authentic to who you are. Okay. Well, thank you for your time, and it was great chatting with you.
Thank you guys so much. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, Tedra. So now let's transition to our host-to-host chat. I want our listeners to hear your story and why you decided to make the move to Austin. It's a big step.
Okay, yeah. So I lived here in college with you, actually. So we lived here early on in college, and I basically have been wanting to move back here for probably 10 years. But I settled into a nice life in San Antonio and had a home and worked in my family business. And basically, I ended up reading this book. It's by Donald Miller. It's called A Million Miles in 1,000 Years. And basically, it gave me the nudge I needed to sort of do it. It was like, if I'm going to do it, why not do it now? So
what was kind of the general underlying theme of the book?
The basic underlying thing is if you want your life to tell a different story than what it's telling, you have to change your life. You have to take baby steps. You have to take bold moves. Like, I mean, it covers a lot of different ways to do it. But basically, it's like wanting your life to tell a different story. It's not going to happen by doing the same things every day. So it probably took about a year for me to actually get everything lined up, like from working out the working arrangements for me to work remotely, selling my house. I mean, just, it was a lot of work. And I remember thinking, am I really going to do this? I just kept putting one foot in front of the other. And then before I knew it, I was living here. I'll never forget the first night, spending the first night here and waking up in the morning and just being like, I did it. Like, it was something I wanted for a long time. And so actually doing it, a lot of people did not think I was going to do it.
No,
so.
And I was one of them. But like, yeah. To think like you're like how you feel when you accomplish something so big, like that morning waking up, I bet you were just flooded with, I cannot believe I did it. And I'm so happy I made such a big move. That's really impressive.
So happy. I've never been more excited to live a place. I mean, I've been here a couple years now and I love it. I'm very thankful for the move.
Well, I'm glad you're here too.
Yep. That was a perk is having, we have two like high school great friends, or actually three or four actually that live here. So
Hashtag SpaghettiOs.
Oh, flashback to college days. Oh my gosh. I was addicted to SpaghettiOs.
I mean, I'm like, what on earth is intriguing about that can of SpaghettiOs?
Okay. Well, I might as well tell this. I would drive home. So, that's another thing. Like back when we lived here, it was post school, and because this is the second time I lived in Austin, it was post college. We rented a house with another friend of ours, you and I, and I would drive back and forth to San Antonio every day commuting because I wanted to live in Austin so bad. And I was addicted to having SpaghettiOs for dinner. I'd come home and I would put probably like, I don't even know, half of a container of powdered Parmesan cheese in it and eat it with crackers. And I just thought it was the best thing ever. I'm sure I cannot even stomach it now. Although
I'll forever remember that smell and taste.
Yeah, I definitely loved it. It reminds me of those days for sure.
All right. Well, we want to thank you all for listening today. And if you like the show, we would love for you to head over to iTunes and give us a positive review. While you're there, check out We Get to Know Travel and We Get to Know Eat Well. You can find us at wegettoknow.com where you can sign up for our newsletter and on social media at We Get to Know. Head over to Instagram. We would love to hear from you and get your opinions on guest and show ideas. Our music is provided by the talented Blake Atwell of Studio 1916. Until next time, take care as we continue to get to know all of our favorite influencers and bloggers.
Hey, Julie.
Hey, Tedra.
So today we're talking to Jasmine Destin. She is a social media influencer, a blogger, and a hippie at heart, which I totally love. Jasmine had her bags packed for her high school graduation. Hey, Julie.
Hey, Tedra.
So today we're talking to Jasmine Destin. She's a social media influencer, a blogger, and a hippie at heart, which I totally love. Jasmine had her bags packed for her LA high school graduation. Is that right? For LA. Hey, Julie.
Hey, Tedra.
So today we're talking to Jasmine Destin.